You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
My next guest is the former fitness editor for Self Magazine, and he's a regular contributor to various popular media outlets. So he's definitely, he knows his stuff. He's also the host on Radio MD, the show, Jay Cardiello Show. He's here to share with men and dads out there that there are some great nutritional secrets from him. So welcome, Jay Cardiello.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on your show.
Fantastic, Jay. Love to have you here. And just wanted to share with our listeners, what are some of the biggest nutritional mistakes that men and dads out there make?
I think one of the biggest things, and I'm speaking as a father, the biggest thing is that we don't think we have enough time. And when we always think about guys, I have to do this, it feels like putting another thing on our shoulder. You know, you're worrying about finances, you're worrying about your wife, you're worrying about your children. There's so many worries. And I always tell dad to take a step back. And as opposed to just think this abundance of food and these nutrients and all these things and the exercise that you have to do, one of the most important things is that nutrients, actually, your meal plans and diet start with sleep. So you really have to focus on that. Implementing more sleep, 6 to 8 hours, really the tone, the pace for your day on what you're going to be incorporating throughout the day. Because if you're not getting enough sleep, if you're sleep deprived, you're going to be reaching for those starchy carbs and those heavy sugary drinks or elating your coffees with so much sugar. So implement your benefits of nutrition right at bedtime.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, because I really believe that when you've got a rhythm, you know, we all have a biological rhythm that we want to work with. And when you don't sleep well, you literally mess up your natural biorhythms. And of course, that means that if you don't sleep well, then you're going to wake up at the wrong times. You might oversleep. This affects your melatonin, your cortisol, all of these hormones, which totally makes sense. And, you know, when individuals are at a younger age in their 20s, they actually have a lot more virility and vigor that allows them to have less sleep. Sometimes they can wake up right in the morning. What do you suggest regarding food-wise for different age groups? Like in their 20s, what should they be eating more of? And in their 30s or 40s or even into their 50s and beyond? Do you see that everyone at those different age groups need different types of food and supplement care?
That's a great question because, well, first off, to go at it one way, everybody needs water. So guys, you're walking around dehydrated all day and you're reaching for the food when your body's actually craving water. So it doesn't matter if you're 20 or you're 60, half your body weight in ounces of water per day all across the board. Now, as we age, guys forget that our testosterone levels, the things that give us our gusto, helps us pack on the muscle and makes us feel very youthful. That starts to decrease as we get into our 30s, and it actually decreases, I believe, 1% to 2% per year. So as we age, we should really look for zinc-rich foods. And I always tell people, boost your body with broccoli. It's one of the big things. And fruits and vegetables, there's so many out there that are heavy with that zinc, and broccoli is one of the staple ones that I not only recommend for myself and dads out there, but also for my clients. It's a big staple that I have at just about every meal. From breakfast, I'm having an egg white omelet particularly during lunch, and then also dinner. I'm making the green leafy vegetables and as well as broccoli part of my diet because, guys, as we age, testosterone levels decrease, and then we start to see the muscle atrophy set in. You really want to stay vibrant and youthful, guys, really implement the vegetables and especially zinc. In the 20s, people always say, oh, you're young, you can get away with things. That's not true because you're setting the building blocks up for later. People grab the drinks with the coffees and they're dumping in the sugar when they're 20s and then those 25 years and they're young professionals. But that catches up because what you see aesthetically, this is interesting. What you see aesthetically is not really going on internally. So you can be destroying your cells. So even though you may be staying up late and feeling youthful and say, oh, I can get away with it, I don't have to worry about it now, you do. and you're setting that tone right from the very beginning, the first thing you're intaking, a lot of us are grabbing these coffees, and they're putting the sugar, but they're also putting in these designer sugars. And they may not have the calories, but they do have a heavy sweetness. I mean, 100, 200, 300 times sweeter than sugar. So when you start getting hungry, your body's going to say, I want something calorie-rich, and I want something with sugar. So guys, in your 20s and your early 30s, be careful stirring in the pounds, and you are in life.
Jay,
what you're
sorry
stirring
about
in.
That.
Yes?
You're going in and out a little bit there. You're just going in and out. We lost that last answer, last sentence
okay.
that you just said.
Okay, so I'm sorry. What I said was that, guys, we're stirring in the pounds with coffee. We're stirring in the pounds with these designer sugars. So even though they're not they don't have calories, they could be setting us up for reaching things later on the day that are very carb-driven and rich in sugar. So they can be very impactful internally in our body, as opposed to thinking, oh, aesthetics are not affecting me. But they are affecting you internally. And as we age, things that we planted internally are going to come to the surface.
That's a very good point. I mean, with sugar, whether it is those designer sugars or not, they've done studies, as you're saying, where it actually impacts our level of what we want in our taste buds and all, and literally we actually gain more weight. Even when we have low sugar levels from, let's say, stevia or NutraSweet or, you know, all of those formulas. So I totally agree with you on that. No doubt. So then when it comes to the different age groups, I'm assuming that as a fitness specialist, you also give them different kinds of exercises.
Yes, that is correct. And especially when you're young and youthful, everybody across the board, I really work on flexibility and mobility, because again, that's something that we lose, balance and mobility, as we age. So we really want to plant the foundation early on with balance exercises. Whether you're 20, 30, or 40, we implement that. And as the body progresses in a fitness level, it also needs different sort of nutrients. So if guys are having, say, bigger portions when they're in their 20s and 30s, and a lot of these professionals are going out to eat and they're taking their clients out, I always tell people, guys, when you're sitting down to eat, ask for half of your meal in a to-go box. So if you're in your 30s and, I mean, if you're 40s and 50s, and you're taking clients out, ask for, when you're ordering, half of your meal in a to-go box. Because people don't realize, say you're ordering a 12-ounce steak, what they're cooking, in butter and salt and all these things that you may think you're getting a delicious steak, really is very impactful on your health because of what they're adding in. So cutting it in half decreases your portion size. So as you age, you just start cutting back on your portion sizes when you're dining out and at home.
That's a great, great tip right there. Because there's just one way of really increasing longevity, at least the studies show, is actually reducing 30% of the calories intake. And that's been studied up and down from UCLA, you know, docs and everywhere, that it really is about minimizing excess calories with optimizing nutrient-dense foods. That's great. Can you give us, in the last minute, what's your greatest metabolic boosting foods that we can use right now, that the dads can eat right now, today?
Sure. I'm going to give you three quickly. One, add spices to every meal. You'll boost your metabolism. Two, add a protein to every meal. It's a great way to boost your metabolism. Cold water boosts your metabolism. And I'm going to add this one into also. If you want longevity in your brain, boosting your metabolism, feeling great, feeling you energized, go fishing at least once a week with salmon, tuna, mackerel, trout. They are high in DHA, which helps can reduce your risk of Alzheimer's. And guys, as we age, we do run that risk.
Run the risk. There's no doubt that so many individuals all around are having dementia, which is pre Alzheimer's. Jay, always great information. You can listen to Jay every Monday on Radio MD at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The show is The Jay Cardiello Show. And for more tips, then you can go to cardiellofitness.com. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.